Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Route Jungle RAG cut in Ableton Live 12 using an automation first workflow, which means we're going to think like arrangers and sound designers at the same time. The goal is to make a drop section that feels proper for drum and bass and jungle. We want chopped RAG vocal energy on top, tight break edits in the middle, and a bassline underneath that feels like a rewired sub and Reese hybrid. Not just a loop that plays, but a section that drives. This is really important in DNB, because the difference between something that feels flat and something that really moves is often not the sounds alone. It's the way the sounds reveal themselves over time. It's the filter opens, the delay throws, the bass tension, the drum density, and the little changes every few bars. If you get the automation working early, you make better decisions faster, and the whole track feels more musical and more playable. So let's set up the session first. Start a fresh live set and put your tempo around 172 BPM. That's a great sweet spot for this kind of jungle energy. Then build a simple layout so you can see the whole section clearly. Put your RAG vocal chop on one audio track, your bass on one MIDI track, your break drums on another audio track, and an FX track for transitions and fills. If you want to keep things tidy, make a return for reverb, a return for delay, and maybe one for dirt or parallel distortion. Before you even start sound design, decide what your automation targets are going to be. That's the first big mindset shift here. We're not just making sounds, we're deciding what will move over time. Good candidates are vocal filter cutoff, vocal delay feedback, bass filter cutoff, bass distortion amount, drum bus drive, and any transition filter on the FX track. In this style, automation is composition. Seriously, if the chop pattern is simple, the motion of the filter and the send effects can carry the hook all by themselves. That's why we're planning this stuff right away. Now let's chop the vocal. Take a RAG vocal phrase and load it into Sampler. If the phrase has strong transient hits, slice mode is a great choice. If you want tighter control, classic mode can work too. The key thing is to make the vocal feel like an instrument, not just a long phrase sitting on top of the beat. If needed, warp the sample, but don't overdo it. You still want the attitude and articulation to come through. Slice it into short segments, usually by transient or into 1/8 style pieces, and trigger those slices with a MIDI clip. Keep the rhythm fairly sparse at first. You do not need every gap filled. A really solid starting point is to place vocal hits on beats 2 and 4, then add a few pickup notes before the snare. Repeat one phrase, then mute it for a bar. That little bit of space gives the cut more impact. You can also try a light groove from the groove pool if the sample needs a bit more human swing. Now build a simple vocal effects chain. Put EQ8 first and high pass the sample somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so the low end stays clean. Then add auto filter with a gentle low pass shape and map the cutoff for automation. Add echo next, maybe with a 1/8 dotted or 1/4 time setting, feedback around 15 to 35%, and dry/wet kept fairly low so it becomes a throw effect instead of a permanent wash. Finish with utility if you need the vocal to stay centered and controlled in a dense drop. The main move here is to automate the auto filter cutoff so the vocal opens a little at the end of each phrase. That tiny movement makes the chop feel like it's speaking. It stops the sample from feeling static. Now let's build the bass. For this kind of jungle RAG cut, think of the bass as two layers. One is the sub layer, which should be stable, mono, and simple. The other is the mid layer, which gives you movement, grit, and character. A really practical setup is to use operator with a sine wave for the sub, then use waveeatable for the midrange Reese or growl layer. You can put them into an instrument rack if you want to keep them organized. On the sub, keep the sound clean, centered, and tight. On the mid layer, add a little detune or unison, and then shape it with a filter so you can automate the movement. Add saturator after the mid layer or on the rack chain to bring out harmonics. A few dB of drive can go a long way here. If you want the sound to bite harder, soft clip can help too. On the sub, keep it narrow. On the mid layer, you can let it breathe a little, but never let the low end become wide and sloppy. Now program the bass like a conversation with the vocal. That call and response feeling is a huge part of classic jungle energy. For example, let the vocal hit on beat 1, let the bass answer on the end of 2, then bring the vocal back on 3 and let the bass move again into 4. You're not just stacking sounds, you're having them talk to each other. Next, let's route things properly. Create a vocal bus and a bass bus, and route both into a drop bus or group them in a way that gives you central control. This is a big deal because jungle RAG cuts can get messy fast. If you have one place to shape the section, you'll make smarter moves and you'll automate with more intention. On the vocal bus, use EQ8 to trim any harsh buildup, especially in the 2.5 to 5 kHz area if the sample is biting too hard. Then add light compression, just enough to control peaks without flattening the performance. You can also automate echo throws here, so specific words or chops bloom out at the end of a phrase. On the bass bus, keep EQ and saturation focused on control and density. If you need to check mono compatibility, utility is your friend. The low end absolutely has to stay solid. Now bring in the breaks. Use a classic breakbeat or chopped break foundation, but edit it so there's space for the vocal. This is where the arrangement starts to feel real. Don't let the drums just loop endlessly. Make them answer the vocal, support the bass, and then pull back when they need to. A good drum chain might start with EQ8 to clean up rumble below 30 to 40 Hz if needed. Then add drum bus for punch and grit, but use it lightly. You're looking for pressure, not destruction. You can also use clip gain to control snare spikes or bring out ghost notes. If the break needs glue, a little compression is fine, but don't crush the life out of it. One of the best things you can do here is alternate the drum energy. If the vocal takes the lead in one bar, let the drums get busier in the next. If the bass is heavy, thin the breaks slightly so the low end stays readable. The groove should feel like it's breathing. Now comes the main event, automation. This is where the lesson really lives. Don't wait until the end and just sprinkle automation everywhere. Instead, choose a few lanes and make them count. Start with vocal filter cutoff, bass filter cutoff, delay throws, distortion drive, and drum bus drive. That alone can carry a whole 8-bar or 16-bar section if you use it well. A strong automation arc might look like this. The first 4 bars stay tight and filtered. Then the vocal opens up a bit and the bass gets a little heavier in the second 4 bars. At the end of bar 8, throw a delay or reverb tail. Then in bars 9 to 12, switch the drum edit and increase the bass rhythmic density. That kind of movement is what makes the listener feel progression. In DNB, you don't need giant changes every bar. You need clear markers every 2, 4, or 8 bars so the floor can follow the story. Also, try not to automate everything in parallel. If you open the vocal, consider thinning the bass a touch at the same moment. If the drums get more intense, maybe the vocal closes a little. Contrast reads bigger than everything moving in the same direction. Add transition effects only where they are in their place. Use a separate effects track for downlifters, white noise sweeps, reverse hits, short reverb swells, and one-shot fills. A little frequency shifter can create some eerie movement too, especially on fills or intro texture. Keep these effects short and controlled. Jungle Raga usually sounds better with precision chaos than with huge washed-out atmospheres. A useful trick is to put a tiny FX hit on the last half beat of every 8 bars. Then add a slightly bigger fill into bar 9 or bar 17, if you're arranging a longer section. That keeps the phrase feeling alive without cluttering the groove. Now shape the section into something DJ-friendly. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. A good starting point is 8 bars of intro to the drop, then 8 bars of first drop phrase, then 8 bars of variation, then 8 bars of release or rebuild. For a jungle raga cut, you might do bars 1 to 4 with a vocal hook, stripped break, and restrained bass. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in fuller bass response and a busier drum feel. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce a drum switch up and delay throws. Bars 13 to 16 can either repeat the vocal in a heavier way or begin to open toward the next section. The important thing is that every phrase has a job. Don't just change clips randomly. Make one thing lead, then another thing respond. Now check the low end. Use utility or mono checking on your bass group or master to make sure the sub stays centered. The vocal effects should not spill too much width into the low mids, and the break should not fight the bass around 80 to 200 Hz. If the mix feels bloated, cut a little on the break bus, keep the sub clean, and reduce width on the bass mid layer if needed. In DNB, the low end is non-negotiable. You can be gritty, aggressive, and dirty up top, but the sub has to read clearly on a club system. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't over-automate everything. If every track is moving at once, the section loses focus. Pick a few core automation lanes and make them matter. Second, don't let the vocal dominate the low mids. Raga samples can get thick around 200 to 500 Hz, so use EQ carefully. Third, don't make the bass wide everywhere. Keep the sub mono and only let the mid layer spread a bit if needed. Fourth, don't let the break overpower the bass. Jungle needs drum energy, but the bass still has to hit. Fifth, avoid too much reverb on the vocal chop. The impact disappears fast if the sample gets washed out. Short throws usually work better than constant wetness. And finally, don't forget phrase contrast. If everything sounds the same for 16 bars, the track stalls. Even one deliberate change every 4 or 8 bars can completely lift the section. A few pro tips if you want this to go darker or heavier. Try putting saturator in parallel on the bass mid layer so you get bite without trashing the sub. Use frequency shifter subtly on a return for an eerie metallic edge. Automate drum bus drive into transitions for extra pressure. Keep one vocal chop dry and close, then send only select hits into delay for contrast. And if the bass needs more menace, automate the filter movement rather than just piling on more distortion. Movement often sounds heavier than volume. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do right away.